I've seldom giggled so much as I have just been. I woke up about, don't know, about an hour ago, quarter to 11 or so. Hadn't gone to bed till really late. Wasn't doing anything, just listening to audio boos and staring at the screen and giggling with pleasure, really, again, just because I had such a good night last night. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Literally, it might sound sad to anyone else who went, who does much more exciting things than me, but it feels like the social event of the year for me. It was just like, it was really unusual and unusually nice to go into a room full of, oh, here's Poppy. You brought your duck, Poppy, because I'm talking, Poppy's arrived with her duck. And she basically is shaking her head, trying to kill it, encouraging me to play with her. Yeah, you go and play with the duck somewhere else for a minute. So last night, I mean, basically, I went somewhere that, okay, I've met Mark Rock, I've met some of the Audio Boo team, the Best Before team before, and I've met Karen Barber before, but I haven't met anyone else there before. I went with my wife. She's following me around, squeaking her duck. She's so hilarious. Go away. Yeah, I'm sure there's easier ways to make an audio boo with a hangover. I wish you could see this. She's literally jumping up, putting her paws on my belly, and squeezing this duck that she has as a kind of, well, I use it to train her to fetch, but she's got it and she's chewing it at the minute, and it's got a duck call in it. And she gets a great deal of pleasure from squeezing the duck call or jumping up and pushing the duck against you so it makes the noise. It's quite sweet. But at the moment, it's just distracting me. Last night, yeah. So, whilst I've listened to an awful lot of audio boos, I think I'd echo what Christian said in that, there was there's, I now really think there's people to go and find to listen to, because I met so many great people last night. I hadn't heard them all audio boo by any means. I'm sure they're on there, and that's exciting. It was just so distinctly different from the environment I'm used to for these sort of for well any sort of business orientated, as in run by a business party. It was super relaxed. It was superbly welcoming. The team were the hosts and the guests, and there was no sense that there was a clique anywhere. There was no sense that there was different tiers of reason to be there kind of people. There was just a big group of really nice people who were all up for a chat and all part of the community. It was a real meetup, is what I'd say. I mean, yeah, it was great. It was great. It was really, really good. Anyway, the reason I was giggling is because I've just been listening to Documentally's Booze from last night, and I'm sure most of you are already following him. If you're not, then you should be. He's a great journalist and reporter, and he posts. Sorry, Poppy's just really going at me. He posts some. Always very articulate and very together booze, and it's been hilarious hearing his humility and hangover come through in his booze since I depart. I left the party last night, and just his night back with Phil at the audio boo offices, and hearing him talk about the traffic in London, just it all just made me giggle, because I live on a main road in Hackney and I know exactly what he means. Can't wait to get out of London for that reason alone. But yeah, classic stuff from Documentally. Really, really made me laugh. I think one of the oh God, I've got to remember what the best line was. He said, oh, that was it. He was talking about the noise, and he said, "No wonder there's no campsites in London." And I just thought that was the best. Really funny. Just maybe it's amusing me more. But if you don't get the joke, then I don't suppose it's funny for it's funny for me. I thought that was a spot on.